knew we were in for going to have to play awfully well. I just, you know, you did put a lot of pressure on me and the man, and they came after Rachel. I tried to take her out of it, and they did a good job of that. And obviously, when somebody scores 40 and they see that in the paper, yeah, she draws a lot of attention. But, you know, I thought we had got back in it there, you know, toward the end of the half and made a little run, and, but we just couldn't get anything going offensively at all in the second half. And
obviously, you had three seniors that led this club. Best record North Girls have had in a number of years. They've got the question is, without their leadership, you wouldn't have the wins you had this year.
Well, I'll tell you, Rachel obviously scored over 1,100 points for her career, and said, you know, she's one of those players that plays like a guy, not put down the female by any stretch. And a lot of the girls have the jump shot off the dribble. Just a hard-nosed competitor. Sarah Whitaker, pound for pound, inch for inch, may be the hardest-nosed player I've ever coached. That includes, you know, 20-some years of coaching boys. She just never stops defending, getting after people. Her vocal leadership on the floor, let the girls know just now they got some big shoes to fill next year. And Emily Irvin, you know, may not have gave us a lot of scoring, but she sparked us a few games with some big threes, like a 12-point second half at Trail. The big thing with Emily was, you know, there's a senior who early in the year, because of not having a lot of post players, we asked her to play the four position, and she'd always played a wing. She kind of looked at me funny, but never wavered. When we had a girl come out late after two or three games, before the game started, Abby Schlater, a junior, was more athletic post player for us. And Emily, you know, when she didn't start as a senior, we just talked about that. How I want the other girls to see that's what a team player is all about. She didn't complain about losing a starting position. She still encouraged her teammates. She came off the bench and gave it her best every time she came in. So, you know, that's the thing. You know, three seniors, that one of them just showed leadership without, you know, scoring a lot or even, you know, losing her starting job, showed them how to be a good teammate or team member. But
which is a greater lesson in life,
I'll tell you. And you know, we kind of hang our hats on the what Mike Akers used to always talk about, was the mythical Preble County Championship. The girls took a lot of pride in the fact that we, you know, swept the four Preble County teams, and you know, this year we did that JV and varsity. Last year didn't have enough girls for a JV team, and our JV girls winning 11-9. We feel like these three seniors have won 36 games between them over the last 3 years, and really have laid the foundation that's kind of built some enthusiasm for those fourth, fifth, sixth grade girls that are playing on Sunday. That, you know, a lot of talk about you know, the girls varsity team and how well they're doing, and I think they've really helped for the future what they've done the last few years. So hopefully we can continue to build on that. We did say, you know, we got some big shoes to fill with 17 points a game Rachel, 11 points a game Sarah, so that's 32 of our 54 games. So we got some, you know, big shoes to fill. But, you know, the other thing though, that for next year, is we started a freshman post player that averaged 9 points, 10 rebounds, and about 5 block shots a game, and
not too shabby.
And
really good.
Freshman guard Kendra Mullins, who hit the late three, probably scored nearly 200 points between JV and varsity, and flat out helped us win almost all the JV games we won, and helped us win some varsity games going both ways because of only having 15 players. So we had a freshman there, and we had a sophomore, Sarah Byerly, who started at the three spot all year. So we
had
a later junior. So you know, hopefully, you know, we can. No, and plus getting the job.
I told the girls late.
We didn't get the full conditioning time that we would have had. the open gym time, things that we plan on doing in the summer that they didn't do last year. You know, we're hoping that that'll make a difference going into next year.
So you're looking forward already to next year, I can tell. You and Brooke working together and that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah. We're definitely hoping to come out a whole lot better prepared and in shape to start.
I'm sure it didn't hurt that you knew. Yeah, I mean, for you and Brooke to work together, first of all, you knew Brooke's.